Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Tonight's shiur is being dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu ben Zalman Tzvi, Elka bas Shaul Yecheskel, and Chaim ben Eliyahu. Also like to dedicate it to Ayalat Hamar Bas Esther, should have a refuah shalema. This week is a unique Shabbos, besides that it's a double parasha of Ayakel, Pekudei. It is also Shabbos Chazak. We complete an entire Sefer, Sefer Shemoy, Sefer HaGeula. It is also Shabbos Mevorchem, Chodesh Nisan. It is also Parshas Parah, who according to some Paiskim is also Deiraisa, like Parshas Zohar. And it's Chav Gimel Adar, which is the first day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of inauguration of the Mishkan, which in Parshas Pekudei, the Torah talks to us about the construction of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the Torah also tells us that prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for 7 days, there was a 7 day period known as the Miluim, as discussed in Parshas Tetzave, later in Parshas Tzav. That's this Shabbos. So what is the connection, the fact that we have so many events taking place, the fact that it's Vayakel, Pekudei, Parshas Parah, Shabbos Mevorchem Nisan, and it's Chazak, and it's Chav Gimel, Adar, having, what's the connection between all of that? Tonight is also the yahrzeit of the great, the holy Rabbi Elimelech of Lozhensk, Zchusa Yogin Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, for all those who need a Yeshua, should have a Yeshua in his chuz. Many are traveling to Lezhensk, or are already there, being mispalel. May their tefillos be niskabel. Besides that it's Chodesh Adar, it's still Adar. Adar is a Chodesh of kibul tefillos, as it says in Zohar. The Chodesh of Adar is a Chodesh in which prayers are accepted quicker. So this is a very special week. We're still in the month of Purim, the month of Adar, preparing for Nisan. This Shabbos, in fact, is the Shabbos that connects Adar to Nisan, Purim to Pesach, being that it's Shabbos Mevorchem Nisan. And these two Chadoshim go together, and Purim and Pesach, Mismach Geula LeGeula, as the Gemara says, that if there's a leap year, the reading of the Megillah is on Adar Sheni, because we want to be Masomech, one Geula to another, in this case, Purim to Pesach. So, if anything, these are days that are very, very auspicious for Geula, days that are very high, very, very appropriate. Geula can come at any time. Certainly this time of year, as we're about to enter the month of Nisan, which is the month of Geula, but Nisan Asidin Ligoyel, the Gemara says, Nisan is the month in which Klal Yisrael are destined to be redeemed, the month in which they were redeemed, the month in which they will be redeemed, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. And we find ourselves in Adar, which is also a month of Geula, the Geula of Purim, and now coming to the end of Adar, where Adar and Nisan join together, one Geula to another. These are days of Geula. These two parashiyos, Vayakel and Pekudei, both speak about the Mishkan. Vayakel, Moshe. Moshe gathers all of the Jewish people. And the first thing he talks to them about is the mitzvah of the observance of Shabbos. We learn out the 39 melachos that are prohibited on Shabbos from these psukim here, as the Gemara in Shabbos Bavli and Yerushalmi, Balaturim elaborates on it here, where we see in these psukim ramazim to the 39 melachos of Shabbos, and then the pasuk specifies one specific prohibition, Leisivaharu Eish, you shall not ignite a fire, B'chol Moshe V'seichem B'yayim HaShab, as the Gemara discusses, why does the Torah mention only this, it's only one of the 39. The fact that we're reading this after Purim, connected to Purim, in fact, Sunday this week was Yud Zayin Adar, which the Gemara has a Havamina, a thought, that you should be able to read the Megillah. So you do it in many communities. They don't say Tachanun on the 16th and the 17th of Adar, because these 2 days the Gemara asks, why don't we read the Megillah? The Gemara says, we don't, because it says V'lo Yavar. But the fact that there's even a Havamina, that we should read the Megillah, tells us that these 2 days are still connected to Purim, the 16th and the 17th. So the fact that this week started with the 17th of Adar means that Purim extended into this week, and therefore until after Shabbos, we can still draw, we can still extend the great Yom Tov of Purim till after Shabbos. And in fact, anyway, the entire month is referred to as the Chodesh HaShenepach Lohem Miyogain L'Simcha. So the entire month of Adar is the month of Purim. And right after Purim, we read either Kisisa, normally it's Kisisa, and then afterwards Vayakel. I mentioned last week the connection of Kisisa to Purim. And this week, Vayakel is a parasha that is connected to Purim. Pekudei is connected to Nisan. In fact, in Pekudei, the Torah mentions Rosh Chodesh Nisan and tells us that the Mishkan was constructed, was put up permanently for the time that they were in the desert on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. B'yayim ha-chaydesh ha-rishayin be'echad la-chaydesh tokim es mishkan o'yhol mo'yed o'leire v'ayhi ba-chaydesh ha-rishayin b'ashana ha-shaynes be'echad la-chaydesh hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan is put up. So that takes place for Shchodesh Nisan. That's in Parshas Pekudei. So Pekudei is connected to Nisan. Vayakel is connected to Purim. How? The Yom Tov of Purim is the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Purim is the Yom Tov of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. There's a sefer called Ahavas Sholoim by the Kosover. So he says that the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel is Achdus. And he says this on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi la Hashem Eloi, vaye osfu elov kol b'nei Levi. Who is on my side, Moshe Rabbeinu says, who wants to battle for the sake of Hashem? Vaye osfu, they gathered. So he says that Asifa, Achdus, gathering, is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, because gathering, unity of the Jewish people, brings tahara to Klal Yisrael. He quotes a Zohar in Parshas Shmini, Asifoson zuhi taharoson. When the Jews gather together, they experience tahara. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, he quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Hashem is the mikveh of Klal Yisrael. Mikveh, we know, is metaher, and mikveh, he says, also comes from the word gather, yikavu hamayim. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, ah, mikveh metaher es hatmei, mafa kodesh baruch hu metaher es Yisrael, that when Jews gather together, they experience the mikveh. Achdus has the power of mikveh. Achdus has the power of tahara. Vayakel is begematria mikveh. Sforim discussed that vayakel is begematria mikveh, but based on this ahavas sholoim, we can understand the remez. It's not just because the two happen to be equal to 141, 151. There's a connection that when there's a vayakel, there's mikveh. When Jews are gathered together, they are tohor. And this is based on a Gemara in Chagiga. The Mishnah says in Chagiga that during the time of Yom Tov, even Amei Ha'oretz are trustworthy. B'shas ha-regel af al ha-truma. They're even trustworthy to say whether Truma was not contaminated, yes contaminated. So the Gemara asks, Minahan Emili, how do we know that? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Akra, the Pasuk says in Shoiftim, Vaye Osef, Kol Ish Yisrael El Ha'ir Ki Ish Echod Chaveirim. All the Jews gathered together, like one person, joined together, Chaveirim, HaKosuv Asoan Kulan Chaveirim. The Torah considers all of Klal Yisrael chaverim. A chaver, we know in the language of the Mishnah, is someone who accepts upon himself a higher level of tahara. So when Jews are together, they're chaverim. And Rashi says, "Vayeosef kolish Yisrael bepilegesh begivaksiv." Shene'es v'kol Yisrael begiva. Interesting, why Rashi has to mention that this pasuk is talking about Pilegesh begiva. What does that have to do with the Gemara here? The Gemara is quoting a pasuk that from this pasuk we see that when Jews are gathered together, they refer to as chaverim. And regel shas hasifahu. Regel, as Rashi brings here, Yom Tov is a time when Jews gather together. Why does Rashi have to add that it was Pilegesh begiva? Pilegesh begiva was one of the most difficult times for Klal Yisrael. It was a very low point, and the Jews were on a very low level then. But they gathered together there, and they're called chaverim. Despite that it was after Pilegesh Begiva, it was during the time of Pilegesh Begiva. That's the power of Achdus. The power of Achdus is that it's mitaher Klal Yisrael, and it brings them to the level of chaverim, even when they don't deserve that title. Like what happened by Pilegesh Begiva. We find the Gemara tells us, as mentioned many times, that the armies of Achav, when they went to battle, they always were victorious, despite that they were idol worshippers, because they were united. Lehoya behen Dilturia, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. While the armies of Chizkiyahu, who were tzaddikim, were not victorious, because they weren't united. Unity has the power to purify. Achdus itself is a tikkun for chet. Especially when we are not on the level to be able to do the proper tshuva that's necessary. Then the etza is to be be'achdus. And perhaps that's why after the story of the Mishta of Achashverosh, where the Jews were in danger of being annihilated because of Gzeiras Haman, Mipnei Shenehenu, Misudaseh, Shaloisei Rosha, and also because Hishtachavu Litzelem, Bimei Nevuchadnezzar, Esther realized, together with Mordechai, that the only way we're going to bring about a tikkun for Klal Yisrael is through Achdus. She said, Leich Knois es Kol HaYehudim, gather all the Jews. And that will be Mevatel, the Hippil Pur Hu HaGoyrol. Leich Knois es Kol HaYehudim is Begamatria Hippil Pur Hu HaGoyrol. Haman wanted to bring us down. He wanted to divide Klal Yisrael. Yeshno am echod mefuzar umefayrat bein ha'amim, Haman says. There's a nation that's scattered and dispersed. They're not ba'achdus, and if they're not ba'achdus, we can win over them. Haman and the Goyim know, when Jews are not united, that's when, Rahman al-Islam, the Goyim can have shlita over us. But through the avodah of achdus, of the leich k'naisis kol ha'yehudim during the time of Purim, the Nahapaychu, Asher Yishlatu Ayehudim Heim B'Sayin Ehem, even though perhaps we didn't deserve it, but we were Ba'achdus, the Achdus brought the Nes, the Achdus brought the Yeshua. The Achdus brings Tahara to Klal Yisrael. Mordechai was the expert in Inyonei Tahara. Mordechai, the Mishnah says, was Psachya, Psachya Al Hakinen, the Mishnah says in Shkolim. Psachya was appointed to take care of the birds, the kinin that we use to purify the mitzoyroim. Lepers have to bring kinin, bird nests. There's a whole meseches called kinin. Kinin, upischei nida, henein gufei alochis, meseches kinin. Kinin is metaher klal Yisrael, metaher mitzoyroim, or metaher women who give birth, zovim, zovois. So that was Mordechai's job, Psachya al Hakinen. Mordechai was appointed to take care of the Kinen. Mordechai was Metaher Klal Yisrael. We find that according to one opinion in the Medrash, the Eitz Kavoya Chamishim Amma that Haman took to hang Mordechai came from the Teva of Noach. By the Teva of Noach, it says, Asei Lecha Tevas Atzei Gofer kinim ta'ase es ha-teva. You should make for yourself an ark out of gopher wood, and it should have compartments, kinim, rooms. Says the Medrash in Parashas Noach, kinim also means bird's nests. That the teva had the power to be metaher. The teva was metaher, Noach, and those who were on the teva from the tumah of the Dor HaMabul. They needed to undergo a Tahara. Kinim Tases HaTeva, says the Medrash, just like Cain is Metahir the Metzaira, Af, the Teva was Metahir Noach. So Haman takes from the Teva of Noach a piece of wood to hang Mordechai on. v'nahapaychu. And we're zoicha to a Yom Tov of Purim, where every year experiences tahara, the tahara from the teva of Noach. Tevas atzei goifer is the gematria of our Yehudim Asher b'Shushan. The Jews in Shushan, who did not really deserve a nace, they had gone to a party that they were told not to go. Through their achdus, they were zoicha to tahara, which was Nimshach from the Teva of Noach, which is the Eitz Gavoyach HaMishim Amah that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on, V'nahapoichu, when he was hung on. And then, Adarab, V'nahapoichu, Mordechai, Psachi Alakin, and Mordechai gives us the Yom Tov of Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Tahara. The Yom Tov of Mishleach Monos Ishlerei Ehu, Leich Kenoises Kol HaYehudim, V'nikalu HaYehudim V'orehem, Nikalu, a lotion of Kohol, like Vayakhel. After the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael were in danger of being annihilated, as we learned in the previous parasha. What's the Eitzah? What's the way out? Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe gathers all the Jews. Vayakhel Begematria Mikveh. Moshe is Metaher Klal Yisrael by uniting them. There has to be Achdus. When all Jews are together, they're one unit, as we see B'Shas HaRegel, that Ami HaOretz HaNe'mon and Af Ala Truma, Vaye Osev Kol Ish Yisrael Ke'echod, Chaveirim, there's tahara. We say in the Nusach of Shabbos Mevorachim, this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorachim, Misha Osanisim Lavoisenu, the Goal Oisonei Avdus Lecheiros, who Yigal Oisonu Bekorov, Vikabets Nidochenu Meabakan Fesoret, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. Vikabets Nidochenu is Begematria Purim. Purim, as we mentioned in previous weeks, is the Yom Tov of Kibbutz Nidochim, Achris Vereshis, the Achdus of all of the Jewish people, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, Chaveirim, and therefore they experience Tahara. And that's the Tahara that precedes the Yom Tov of Pesach. We come to Pesach Tohor. Nisan is the month of Hischatshus, renewal. But before renewal, there has to be purification. So there's Tahara, and then Chodesh, Parshas Pora, and then Parshas HaChodesh. The Yerushalmi asks, it should be the opposite. Chodesh should be first, because Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Pora Aduma, which Parshas Pora is, the Pora Aduma was burnt on Beis Nisan, so it's not in order. It should be Chodesh before Pora, says the Yerushalmi, because it's Taharosan Shel Yisrael. So how does that answer the question? But it's not in the right order. What does that mean? It's Taharosan Shel Yisrael. Perhaps the answer is, because Tahara has to come before Hischatshus. There can't be Hischatshus before Tahara. There can't be Pesach before Purim. Purim is the Tahara that prepares us for the Geula, that prepares us for Nisan, for Hischatshus. Purim is the Tikkun for the Chet of HaEgel. Purim is the Tikkun for the Chet of Nenu Misudasei Shalai Zerosha. Purim is the Tikkun for the Pirud Levavois, the division that exists since Chet Mechiras Yosef, since the Chet of Nechlekom Malchus Beis David. Purim is the Tikkun for that. And right after Purim, therefore, we read Vayakhel. The Hakola, the Hiskalalus, the gathering of all of Klal Yisrael, and right away, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us about Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Achdus. On Shabbos, we are all united. Rozot the Shabbos, for those who say the Kegavna Friday night, based on a Zohar, I think it's in this week's parashah in Pekudei, or Vayakhel. Roza de Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos, de Is Achadas, be Roza de Echod. Shabbos connects with Echod. Shabbos is Echod. In fact, Shabbos does not have a Ben Zug, it's alone. The Ben Zug, every other day of the week has a partner. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. Shabbos is Echod, like Klal Yisrael. We are Am Echod. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod, Ba'oretz. We join with Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Achdus. Says the Zohar, Lo Sevaru Eish. You're not supposed to get angry on Shabbos. Lo Sevaru Eish means don't be angry, which when a person gets angry, it's like as if there's a fire inside him. Allah Oshon Ba'apa, the smoke coming out. He looks like a volcano. He's about to explode. Smoke coming out of his ears and nostrils. Kaas, anger, is compared to Oshon, to Eish, Kas comes from Eish, Loisavaru Eish, Bechol Moish Vaseichem B'yayim HaShabbos. There's no Kas on Shabbos, there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, that's what we learned out from this pasuk. There's no fire in Shemayim, no Gehenim, no Ka'as. Ka'as leads to Gehenim. We know the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes Ke'ilu Eved Avodah Zarah, and then the Gemara says, Hoser Ka'as Milibecha V'Ha'avei Ro'a Mibesorecha. Kol HaKoyes Kol Mine Gehenim Sholten Olav. A person who gets angry, Gehenim rules over him. The Ramban in his famous Igeris quotes this Chazal at the beginning, the letter that he wrote. Many people say it every day. It's a school to say it every day. The Igeris or Ramban, where he says, Shema b'nei Musa harovichav yaltita yishtaras yimecha tisnaig l'daber benachas, that you should speak softly. And he quotes this Gemara, that whoever gets angry brings Gehenim on himself. And he quotes the pasuk, Hoser ka'as mi libecha v'ha'avei ro'a mi b'sorecha v'ein ro'a el v'gehenim shenem v'gam rosha l'yoyim ro'a. He goes on in the rest of the Igeris that if you don't get angry, you're humble, then you fear Hashem, as it says in the rest of the Igeris. So Kaas and Gehenim are related. There's no Gehenim on Shabbos. All the Neshamas that are in Gehenim go out on Shabbos, which is why we say V'hinoyam Mitzoy Shabbos. Since there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, there can't be Kaas on Shabbos. If there's no Kaas on Shabbos, there's Achdus on Shabbos. Everyone's kind. That's the way it should be, the way it's supposed to be. That we are kind to one another, we're soft-spoken on Shabbos. There's no Ka'as, there's no Gehenim, there's Achdus. So right after Vayakel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisroel, Moshe speaks to him about Shabbos. Shabbos is the tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel. Kol HaShomer Shabbos, Ki Hilchosei Afilu Oivir Avodah Zarah Gedor Enosh Moichalin Loi. Shenemar, Shomer Shabbos Meichal Eloi, Mochoil Loi. Shabbos brings Mechila. That's why Vashti was trying to eradicate the Shabbos, to have the girls work on Shabbos. Vashti is the Oisius Yeshus Gaiva. Vashti is Yeshus. And Yeshus Gaiva is what causes division. So Vashti, therefore, is anti-Shabbos. Shabbos is Achdus. On Shabbos there's no Ka'as. Vashti Yeshus. So Vashti is killed on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's no Yeshus. We get rid of Vashti. We get rid of the Yeshus on Shabbos. Vashti is killed on Shabbos. Shabbos is, and that's what starts the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim begins with a story that occurs on Shabbos. The death of Vashti. That's why the Koznetzer writes that Purim has the Kedusha of Shabbos to some degree. Hayomim asher nochu bohem ha-Yehudim me'oyveihem. A loshon of ha-yonach ba-yoyim ha-shvi. Shabbos is Achdus. Purim is Achdus. Purim, we wear big day Shabbos, unlike Chanukah that we don't. But on Purim, the custom is to wear big day Shabbos. Here we find at the beginning of the parasha something very similar to the beginning of the parasha of Purah. And that is, there seems to be an extra word here. Vayakel Moshe, Vayomer Aleihem, Ela Advarim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasso Yisoyosim Sheishas Yomim Teosim Alocha. And afterwards, Vayomer Moshe El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Leimor, Zeh Adover Asher Tziva Hashem, Leimor. Why does it say Leimor twice? Before Shem has this kasha. If you look at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, which is Parshas Purim, which we're also going to be reading this week, we also find Leimor twice. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'alaro in Leimor, Zois Chukas ha-Toyra ha-Shetziva Hashem, Leimor. You just said Leimor, why are you saying it again? Two times Leimor. Rashi here says in Vayakel, Zeh ha-Dover ha-Shetziva Hashem, Li Leimor lochem. All the Mefarshei Rashi try to understand what Rashi means over here. What's he trying to say? Li Leimor lochem. Once spoke about this, that Matan Torah was the Kedushin of Klal Yisroel. By Kedushin, by a marriage, the Chassan says to the Kala, Hare At Mekudeshes Li, you are mine, you are betrothed to me. And that's also hinted at the beginning in Parshas Yisroel, right before Matan Torah, Vayered Moshe El Ha'om Vayomer Aleihem. Aleihem is Rosh HaTevis, Hare At Mekudeshes Li. But after the Chet HaEgel, there was a separation. There was a Gerushin. Now Hashem is taking us back. Vayakel Moshe El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael again. Vayomer Aleihem. Aleihem. Hare At Mekudeshes Li. Again, we're reuniting. We're getting back together. After the Pirud, we're getting back together again. So that's what Rashi means here. Li lemar lochem. To tell you again, the li, Hariat Mekudesh is li. You're still mine. The lamed is the largest letter of the Aleph Beis. The yud is the smallest. That's Hashem and Klal Yisrael, united in the word li. The Mishkan was 30 amos long and 10 amos wide. That's lamed. Lamed is 30. Yud is 10. Li, that's the measurements of the Mishkan. And perhaps we can add to that the two times lemar here. We find the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav quotes another double expression of Amira in Parshas Kisavai. There it says, "Es Hashem he'emarta hayoyim, li'ayis l'chol le'elokim," and then "Va Hashem he'emircha hayoyim, li'ayis le'am segula." Twice Amira. What does Amira mean over here? It's a strange expression. Rashi himself says, "Ein lohem eid meichiach b'mikra." He doesn't really have any source to back up any other time in Tanakh that the word appears. What exactly does Amira mean over here? So Rashi says, "Lashon ha'frasha, havdala, I separate you from the nations of the world, you separate me from all the gods of the world." Then Rashi says another pshat, that it's a lashon of tiferes. The Gemara in Bracha says, on this pasuk, two times lemar, "Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam hazeh," you have made me into a unique figure, and it was that we proclaim that Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Hashem says, and so do I say that you are one. That's Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'oretz. That's what's written in the Tefillin of Hashem. And our Tefillin is written, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We praise Hashem that He's one. He praises us that we're one. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'oretz. That's only if we're Goy Echad, if we're united, if we're together as an Am Echad. Not like what Haman said, that they're Mefuzer and Mefayrad. Then Hashem prides Himself with us that we are the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So twice He'emarta, two times, the two times Amira, Tamima says, it's a lashon of Maimer. You find by Yevamos, in Yevamos you have the concept that there's a kinyan called Maimer, that if a Yavam is Makadesh or Yavama, Al Pi Torah, only Bia, only if they have relations, is the Yavama married to the Yavam, at Chazal instituted what's called Maimer. So you see, Maimer also could mean a lashon of Kedushin. Maimer also means to connect. Es Hashem he'emarta hayoyim, lashon of Shvach and Chashivas. And perhaps that's the remez over here, the two times Lamer. Vayem Moshe al-Kod Aspenei Yisrael, Lamer, Zeh Adover, Ashatziva Hashem, Lamer, the two times Amira, Es Hashem he'emarta, Vahashem he'emircha hayoyim, Li Lamer lachem. Hashem is reuniting with us, because after the Chet HaEgel, to show that even though there was a Chet, even though there was a Yerid, even though there was a Pirud, there was a Kavayachal, a Geirushin, Hashem reunites with us and takes us back to the same level as before. Bali Tshuva are greater than Bali Tshuva is on a higher Madrega than a Tzaddik. The same with Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah too. Parah is the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. You know, Parah Aduma. Rashi tells us it's chukas. Of course, there's no reason. We don't understand it. But yet, he brings a reason. He says later from Ramosha Adarshan that the parah is mechapa for the chet ha'ego. Moshe leben melech, leben shivcha, shetineif paltim shel melech. So they said, let the mother come and clean up the dirt of the child. Tovei parah usachaper al ha'ego. The parah aduma is a kapara for the chet ha'ego. Literally, the parah aduma is metaher for Tomas Meis. If not for the Chet HaEgel, there would be no Misa. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, says that if not for Chet HaEgel, there would be no Misa, because Klal Yisrael had been on the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem HaChet, Paskazu HaMosin by Matan Torah, but if not, Chet HaEgel brought back Misa, Parah Aduma is Metaher from Tumas Meis, Parah Aduma is Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. Therefore, it says twice Lamer here too. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe ve'alaron lemor, zayis chukas ha'toyra ashatziva Hashem lemor, the ahava, the es Hashem he'emarta, he'emircha, the ahava between us and Hashem, we again proclaiming that Hashem is one, He is proclaiming that we are one, both vayakel and chukas, which this year, not every year is it like that, many years, kisisa is parashas para, but there also the connection is clear, kisisa is the parasha that talks about the chet ha'egel, and Parshas Parah is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Here too, Vayakel, this is the Mishkan, the gathering, the unity of Klal Yisrael, which as we mentioned from the Ahavas Shalom, is the tikkun for Chet HaEgel, because when there's Achdus, there's Tahara, and that's Mechaper, even when we're not on the level of true tahara, the achdus itself is mechaper and metaher. So there's twice lemur, parshas parah here, also twice lemur. In fact, later on in the parashah, v'osaf ish tohor, a man who's pure has to gather the ashes of the parah adum, and the Baal HaTurim brings down two other times that it says v'osaf. One in Malachim, v'osaf mitzir osoi, a mitzora, they're talking about Naaman, I believe, who after his leprosy, after he was purified from his leprosy, the pasuk uses the word v'osaf. When a mitzora is no longer a mitzora, he comes back into Yerushalayim, asifa is the lashon of hachnasa, he's allowed back in. So the Baal HaTurim connects the v'osaf ish tohor here, which is talking about the tamei meis, who has to come onto the ashes of the parah aduma, to a mitzora, where it also says v'osaf, and to the time of Mashiach, where the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'osaf nitche Yisrael. What's the connection between these three? Parah aduma is metaher, parah aduma is mechaper. Klal Yisrael in Golis are compared to a mitzora. A mitzora is one who divides. That's why badad yeshev, he cannot be with people. He has to live alone, because he causes division, he causes pirud. When he experiences tahara, when he does tshuva, and he's no longer a divider, but rather uniter, he does tshuva, he wants to unite back with Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't speak Lashon Hara anymore, so he experiences asifa, v'osaf, and that brings to the geula, v'osaf nitche Yisrael, and that's why the tamei meis, a person who is tamei meis beruchnius, means a person who's not connected. Someone who's not connected is considered dead, either not connected to Hashem, and when Jews are not connected to one another, like body parts, if a chas v'shalom, a body part is not connected to the rest of the body, it's a limb that's severed, it's dead. If we're not united, we're not alive. Atem hadveikim b'Hashem alekechem chayim kolchem hayoyim. We're considered alive only when we're dovuk, when we're attached, when we're connected. Chaverim kol Yisrael. Parah aduma is metaher from tumas meis. It's mechaper for the chet ha'egel. By the chet ha'egel it says, v'yikohel ha'om al Aharon. They gathered and bothered Aaron. But it says, the Svarim say, it wasn't a real achdus. It wasn't, they were really, it was really pirud. It wasn't an achdus l'shem shamayim. It was a vayikohel for the wrong cause. Therefore, vayakel is the tikkun for that vayikohel ha'om al aharon. So at the same time that we're reading Parshas Vayakel, which is the Parsha of achdus, which is the tikkun for chet ha'egel, Shabbos, Mishkan, Hashras Hashchina, the Mishkan, there is no Hashras Hashchina if there's no achdus. There's only Hashras, leis. The Shechina does not rest, as it says, ba'asar pogum. If there's division, there's no Shechina. Ish ve'isha zochu Shechina shruya be'neim. We know a couple married only experience hashras hashchina when there's shalom bayis. Then there's yudke. If not, rachmana litzlan, the yud and the hay leave, and it's eish. There's fire. There's loisavaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yayim ha'shabbos. The ideal marriage is one in which every day it's like Shabbos. There's no chaos, there's no fighting, there's no bickering among husband and wife. And that brings Hashras Hashchina. We, Klal Yisrael, we are the Kala, Hashem is the Chasan. And there can only be Hashras Hashchina if Klal Yisrael are united. And that's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the place for Hashras Hashchina. So at the same time that we're learning about the Tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel, Vayakel, Shabbos, Mishkan, we're learning Parshas Parah, which Parshas Parah is also the Tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel. V'osaf ish tohor. Parah Aduma, which comes right after Purim. Parah Aduma, the mitzvah that has no seichel, it's l'maylam and adas, it's adalo yoda, Parah, Purim, Parah, same shayrish as farim say, not al pipshat, al piremez. But the purpose of the Parah Aduma is to bring Klal Yisrael together. Tahara. Tahara is achdus. Asifoson, zuhi taharoson. This Shabbos is Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar was the first day that the Mishkan was put up. The first day of the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim to prepare Klal Yisrael for Hashras Hashchina on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The day that the Mishkan was put up permanently in the Midbar, and that's the day that the Shechina returns to earth after leaving as a result of Chet Ha'egel. So the Tikkun for Chet Ha'egel first takes place somewhat on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mentioned in Parshas Pekudei. Vayakel leads to Pekudei. Vayakel, the gathering of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, Pekudei. Pekudei also means Pekod, Yifkod. The Pekida. The time of the Geula is called the Pekida. Pekidas HaGeula. By the Egel it says, Uviyoim Pokti Ufakadti. That's a Pekida Legreyesa. That's a Pekida for Ra'ah, a Pekida for Einesh, a Pekida for Churban, a Pekida for Golas. Pekudei is the Tikkun for that. For the Uviyoim Pokti Ufakadti, this Pekudei HaMishkan, the Geula, which is supposed to take place in Nisan, the Hachana to the Geula has to be Vayakel. Leich Kenoises Kol HaYehudim. Mishleach Monois Ishler Ehud. That's the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. That's Purim, and that's what Mordechai and Esther had in mind with the mitzvahs of Mishleach Monois Matonis LeAvyoinim, Matonis LeAvyoinim, which is the Hachana to Mois Chitim, which is the first halacha that we learn in Hilchus Pesach. You're supposed to start learning on Purim itself, Shoyalin V'Dorshin Kaidim Hachag, Mois Chitim, which is concern for the Avyoinim of Klal Yisrael, concern for the Aniyim, uniting with everyone, with all Jews, even with the Aniyim and the Avyoinim. And that brings that's the first halacha of Hilchus Pesach. Pesach, Yom Tov of Geula, it starts with Tzedakah. G'dayla Tzedakah Shemekhareves es HaGeula, the Gemara says in Bava Basra. G'dayla Tzedakah Shemekhareves es HaGeula. Tzion b'mishpati poder b'shaveha b'tzedakah. And therefore the Hachana to Pekudei is Vayakel. To Pesach is Purim. To Nisan is Adar. This Shabbos connects the two. This Shabbos connects Purim and Pesach, Adar and Nisan. Even though, on one hand, Purim is higher than Pesach, Purim is Lamailam and Adas, which is Adar lo Yoda. In fact, the whole Purim came about by being Mevatel Pesach, as mentioned. In order to bring about Purim, they had to be Mevatel Pesach. No Pesach, no. They fasted, they didn't eat matzah, they didn't drink the Dalet Kaisais, indicating that Purim is higher than Pesach. Yes, but after Purim comes Pesach, which is higher than Purim, meaning that in the cycle of the year, Purim is higher than the previous Pesach. But after we reach the level of Adar LeYoda, now we are zeicha to another Pesach, to another Darga, and then to a greater Purim next year. So Purim is higher than the Pesach that preceded it, but Purim is not as great as the Pesach that's coming. Every year, there's a Galgal HaChayzer. We find ourselves now, again, as mentioned in the previous weeks, as everyone is saying, in a time of Hester Ponim, in difficult times, rockets shooting into Eretz Yisrael, although Nisim Gluyim happening every day, but it's a pachad, people can't go out, the children can't go to yeshiva, a difficult time. So we have to look back at what Klal Yisrael did during difficult times. We don't have the ability to be misaken like they were able to perhaps in previous generations. But we have one thing. We can unite. Yidden can join together. Yidden can tolerate one another. Yidden can look away and not only look at Chisroinus, as Rabbi Lamelech of Lezhensk, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Chusa Yogan Aleinu, said in his famous tefillah that some people say every day, we should always look at the good in everyone and not at the bad. We should always see Doiresh Toiv La'amoy. Mordechai was the Doiresh Toiv. Mordechai was like Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk. He was the Doiresh Toiv of his generation, which is the Ruach of Mashiach. Doiresh Toiv La'amoy is B'gematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach is Melamed Tzchus on every single Yid. As we mentioned, what the Chuois Chayin says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the true Mashiach will be the one who will find only good in each and every single Yid, and it will be Megalah, the Nitzot HaYahadus, the Pintel Yid, the Yechida Shebenefesh, the Mogen Avraham, that the Chiddush Harim says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham, which is the Gematria Shoyrish HaNelam, the Shoyrish HaNelam of every Yid, even a Yid who's Ne'elam, in Elam Hamedina, in a makam of Helen Vehester, of concealment, Vanoichi Haster, Aster, Megillas Esther, Moshiach is Megala, the Nitzitz HaYahadus, in the Esther, in the Hester upon him. That was Mordechai, who was the Neshama of Moshiach, who was the Doirish Toiv La'amoy, and him and Esther together said that we have to unite. Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim, and Ehu Mesake, and Monois Ish L'Rei Ehu, Matonois L'Avyoinim. Monois Ish L'Rei Ehu is B'Gematria Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Because Achdus Yisrael goes together with Achdus Hashem. That es Hashem He'emarta, V'Hashem He'emircha. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echod Be'oretz, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Echod, the gematria ahava, yud gimel midos harachamim are invoked when there's ahava and achdus among Klal Yisrael, among all groups of Klal Yisrael. That's why the nace, the war actually takes place on the 13th of Adar, yud gimel, which is the gematria echod. That was the day that they defended themselves. That was the day that the Nace of Purim occurs on the 13th, and in a leap year, it's the 13th month, which is Adar Sheni. And the Mishkan is comprised of 13 different components, Zohav, Kesef, Nechayshis, as Chazal tells us, the Yud Gimel Minim, 13 Minim that the Mishkan was comprised of. That's the Mishkan that we read about in this week's parasha by Yaakov. The Torah repeats over and over again the same psukim, Kamat, Ois ba'ois, as we did in Parashas Truma, Tetzava, is repeated here in Vayakal Pekud. That's the chavivus, the tremendous chavivus that Hashem has for us, that He's taking us back. So everything is repeated. There's the chavivus. We know what Chazal tell us, Yofes sichoson shal avdei oves miterosen shal banim, that the whole story with Eliezer is repeated again in Parashas Chayasar, a special chavivus, terosen shal avdei oves. Here there's a chavivus. The Mishkan is such a tremendous chavivus to Hashem that even though there are many halachas, as the Mishnah says in Chagiga, that are tuluyin b'sa'ara, many, the Torah never repeats itself, and things we learn out from an extra letter, and here the Torah goes on and on to repeat itself concerning the Mishkan, which is the kapara for the Chet HaEgel, the fact that Hashem is taking us back, He's showing us His tremendous chavivus, and He gives us this long parsha of Vayakal Pekudei, which is kamat, a total repeat. That's why Rashi says he doesn't even have to explain it, because kvar pirashti malachas ha-mishkan that have been advosam in the previous parashas. There's no reason for me to have to explain really here, Rashi says, because these psukim were learned already before. So the obvious question is, so why are they being repeated? Torah could have just said, Moshe gathered all the Jews and told them about the Mishkan. You want to know what it is? Go back. The parashas is true. You'll see what it is. Why does the Torah have to repeat it over and over again? That's the special chavivas. But Yaakov is a tremendous Nechama to Klal Yisrael, that even after Chait, even after such a Yerida, the Ahava that Hashem has for us is so great that He repeats everything over again. Even though we know there's no such thing as repetition, especially in the Torah, nothing is repeated. And there's definitely, obviously, Beremez and Besoid, many, many reasons why it has to be repeated. But Al-Pi Pshat, it's being repeated for one reason only, just to show the great Chavivus that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, that He's taking us back. Lemar twice, Li Lemar Lochem, Harat Mikudesh Asli over again. And if today we do the same, Vayakel, we gather together as a kohol, the Beis HaMikdash we know had many different parts. There was the Ezras Yisroel, there was the Ezras Kaihanim, and it's interesting that the measurement of the Ezras Yisroel was 135 amos, and so was the Ezras Kohanim, 135 length, equal to the word kohol, kuf lamed hei, 135, kohol. The purpose of the Mishkan was to unite, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was to unite, Klal Yisrael, Irsha Chubra lo Yachtav, kohol gadol yoshuvu heina, the Pasuk says concerning the Geula. All of Klal Yisrael will return as one unit, kohol gadol yoshuvu heina. We should be zoiche to unite in good times. We shouldn't have to unite because we're forced to unite, but we should unite because that's the right thing to do as a unit, as a kohol. We should experience the true tahara, v'zorakti aleichem, as we're going to say in the Haftarah this week, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, v'zorakti aleichem, ayim tahirim, utahartem mikol tumaisechem mikol gilulechem atahereschem, which leads us to the leiv chodosh etein bekir b'chem. After this tahara, this is chachus. Parshas Parah leads us to Parshas Achaydash, Purim to Pesach. As I mentioned before, Purim is Tahara, Pesach is Ischachus, Nisan is Ischachus. We should all be zeicher to the Parah Aduma, the tenth Parah Aduma, as the Rambam in Hilchas Parah Aduma says, that the HaParah HaAsiris Ya'aseh HaMelech HaMoshiach Meheiro Yigola, the Rambam says. That Moshiach will be the one who will give us the tenth, reveal to us the tenth Parah Aduma, purify us from Tumas Meis, atone us for the Chet HaEgel, unite us, and then we'll be zeicher to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and be able to bring all the Karbanos, especially the Karban Pesach, that we all hope that this year we'll be able to sacrifice on the Har HaBayis, the Makom HaMikdash, which is ours, together with Yerushalayim and the entire Eretz Yisrael, that should be recognized by the entire world as belonging to Am Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.